Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Good morning, everyone. I am David, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. Our guest today, if we can actually get him on the phone and hear him, because he can hear us, but we can't hear him, is Crotalo Sesimo, the ambassador to the Federation of Damanhur, Piedmont, Italy. And it's an amazing eco village or spiritual community in Italy, which some of you may have never heard about before. And this community is a laboratory for the future of humanity, and it's been in existence since 1975. So anyway, I am David Christopher Lewis, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. Hello. On the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And for the next hour, we'll be experiencing together an opportunity to open our hearts and minds as we explore some very interesting concepts on spirituality and what some people would call the New Age subjects. So on alternate Wednesdays, I will interview a gifted author, teacher, artist, or mystic, and to have that person share their wisdom with us. And then the other Wednesdays, I just go it alone and share what's on my heart and mind. So the Heart Center Talk Radio is sponsored by the Heart Center Movement, which is this worldwide spiritual community. And we bring the Ascended Master's teachings to the world. So it's a progressive revelation which we feel will transform your life. So for our listening audience today, imagine yourself living in an echo community, part of a new trend in society where peace, freedom, and prosperity is there for all as the norm. What would your life be like? My guest, if we can actually hear him, is Crotalo Sesimo, who is the ambassador to the Federation of Damanhur in northern Italy. And, you know, a few weeks ago I interviewed an amazing person who actually went to Damanhur and visited that community. And so we've kind of come full circle, and I hope to get Crotalo on the phone here. Damanhur is an eco-village and a spiritual federation of communities with a very large dream of offering the world an alternative society to today's social model. It's considered a laboratory for the future of humanity. The Federation has its own money system and its own matrix on marriage, justice, communal ownership of property, health care, pensions, education, investment, and credit. It's a collective of homes, shops, art studios, schools, a small manufacturing center, and farms. They share ownership of the land. It's not a religion, and yet the people who live there and work together hold commonly held spiritual values and beliefs. It is a laboratory for the future, and it interweaves values of innovation, spirituality, respect for the environment, and ancient traditions, as well as advanced technological research, as part of its mores. Citizens place more importance on community and the nuclear family than just on the individual. So, do we actually have Crotalo on the phone? And can you hear me, Crotalo?
I can hear you very well.
Excellent. Wonderful. So thank you for being with us today. And I understand you're in Norway and in Northern Europe. Tell us a little bit about your experience of living at Damenhur.
Well, first of all, I want to thank the radio to give me the opportunity to touch so many people in this occasion. And it's absolutely a pleasure to share with all the people my experience. Well, the experience that for me, it's about 26 years in Damenhur. So I arrived when I was very young. I was 18 years old, coming from completely different experience. I was a tennis teacher. But there was always with me a sort of inner voice. And I'm sure that many people, they feel the same. And this inner voice was always guiding me, telling me that there was a place where I have to live. That was the place of my life. And the first time that I went to Damenhur, I visited Damenhur, well, the voice was screaming, like to say, this is the place, and you have to be and to live there. And here we are. I mean, it's still my greatest adventure in life. And Damenhur, well, it's absolutely representing an acceleration in every human being lives. Because living together, living in a community, it's a great opportunity to accelerate the possibility to have experience. And sharing is not just about spaces or money or things, but sharing is really a way of being in contact with your soul through the souls of the others.
Wonderful. Well, the website, for those who may not have ever visited it, to get a flavor for this community, which is truly amazing, is damanhur.org. That's damanhur.org. And tell us about the spiritual aspects of your community and what you think are the most vital and progressive aspects of this this experience of living in community.
Well, for us, it's important to base everything on our research. So we love to imagine all the Damenhurians as a spiritual researcher. This because we are not a religion. We want to research in the mystery. We want to be able to know and to understand what probably now is still far away. So we base all our life to a constant research, practical research in every field. We believe that every human being, it's a god. Well, we believe the soul is a divine spark. So technically speaking, every person is a god. But unfortunately, there is a problem. When we come back, when we are here, well, the matter is covering. Mostly it's covering the memory. So we don't remember. We don't remember that we are God. We don't remember that we have to, let's say, reawake this God. So unfortunately, we're trying to live as human. But this is not the goal. This is not the mission. So all our spiritual approach is to reawake this God. And how we can do that? Well, meditation is important. Techniques are important, but the most important method action, it's also the one that we can do with our hands, is to manifest, is to bring the spiritual knowledge in the everyday life, is to, how we say, be able to spiritualize the matter, so bring the spiritual values into things. So if we have these hands, we have to move and we have to transform with these hands the matter, according to our values, according to our dreams. So that's the reason why Damenhur, it's called like a real dreams, because Damenhur is really, you know, if you want that kind of society that looks like, fantasy or impossible or, you know, something that is really coming from the dreams. And then, you know, you can come and you can visit us and you can see that this is real. And you can talk with people that, yes, they might be a little bit crazy, But, you know, to create new things, you have to be a little bit crazy. But actually, there are people like you. And let's say the message of Damanhur is that if we did it in Italy, actually, we're not so much money. So let's say everybody can do it even better all over the world. So that, I think, is definitely one of the most fascinating part regarding Damanhur.
Awesome. Well, you've been in existence almost 40 years. It was founded in 1975 by Falco or Hawk Alberto Airaudi.
Airaudi. Airaudi, yes.
And he passed on in 2013, I understand. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how have you gone through transformation, and what's going on there right now? Because we have an amazing underground temple, and there's these temples of humankind, which is one of the most amazing things. But what's going on right now in the community?
Well, you know, as you said, we cross a very, very important moment. So the past of Falco, it was something that for us is like to enter in a completely new age or new time, because now we can talk about before and we can talk also about after. And it's probably pretty easy to understand that it's an incredible possibility to have a spiritual master alive. And this is really something that can change your life. And now it's like that he's alive through all of us. And in a certain way, we are even more responsibility, because we have to continue his dreams. That is also actually our dreams. And we have to honor the fact that, I mean, Damanhur is a mission. So we have a mission. We have the mission to help the world to accelerate the process of evolution. So we can do that only through our example.
Awesome.
Through
a practical example.
So
we have to take about a 3-minute intermission here, and we'll be back. And I'd love for you to talk about the temples of humankind when we come back. You're listening to Krotalos Sesamo, my guest. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. David Christopher Lewis. I'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings. And visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
So we're back on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and I'm interviewing Crotalo Sesimo, the ambassador for the Federation of Damanhur, an amazing eco-village and spiritual community in Italy. So, Crotalo, tell us about the temples of humankind, this amazing architectural and artistic wonder of the world that's underground, and what its purpose is and how it came about.
Well, we are going to talk about probably the most famous things that people are connecting with Damanhur, and actually probably the most amazing place that is in this world. So it was also considered like one of the eight wonders of the planet. So you have to imagine 8,000 square meters completely underground, digged by hands from all of us, from all the Damanhurians. The temple is called the Temple of Humankind because this is a temple dedicated to the human. But let's say, again, to the human and to this reawakening of the divine side of human. And the temple represents exactly our spiritual dreams. That if you want, it's the dreams that it looks like so impossible that then because it's impossible, you can make it possible. And for Damanhur, for, you know, the Damanhurians like me, that it's, I'm still young, but I'm part of the old, part of the old group of the Damanhurians. And maybe you don't know that. We built it for more than 15 years, completely in secret. So nobody knows about that. Well, the temple represents an incredible glue for the entire community because there's no better way to unite people working side by side. And there's no better way to create something when what you are creating, it's really the manifestation of what is going on inside. So when we was digging into the rock, create a new space outside was like to create a new space inside. And then when we brought all our knowledge through that symbols, through that colors, through that shapes, through that geometry, that is represented through the art, it was really like to not only create the temple outside, but also to create your temple inside. So the Temple of Humankind is a three-dimensional book of knowledge. It's a place where you can really get what you need, what you desire. It's a place for a pilgrimage. It's a place that represents the inner labyrinth. It's a place where you can hear the voice of the ancestor. It's the place where to connect and to contact intelligence from this planet, but also from places very far away. It's the place in contact with the energy of the planet, what we call the synchronic lines. So it's a place that it could be the reawakening of your mission. And the point of the mission for us is very important because we believe that every human being is here for something unique, something that has to be done. And you are the only one to do it. You're the only one that you can do it. It is the mission. And one of the important steps of your life, of every life, is really to find out which is your mission. And then, also accomplish that mission. But I mean, in a world that brings people to be more and more confused with less and less values, with really difficulty to find out in what to believe, well, the temple could be that answer that can come from inside. And if it's coming from inside, it's definitely true.
Awesome. Well, people can actually take a virtual tour on your website that itself is amazing, and you can see these various aspects of the temple or the halls, which are just phenomenal. You know, I've been in the Vatican and seen the ceiling that painted by Michelangelo, and I have to say that just looking at what you all have created is way beyond what is on in the Sistine Chapel. And I've stood there in the Sistine Chapel looking around, and that was an amazing kind of wonder of the world. But I have to say, this is even more amazing. So tell us about these synchronic lines and how the founder was able to find this amazing mineral vein under the earth, and then how you have actually done this architectural wonder of the world.
Well, the synchronic lines is a concept that we can find in many spiritual research. It's about the chakras of the planet, or if you want, is the concept about Gaia. So the planet Earth, it's an alive being. And as we have, you know, a physical body, we have also aura. So also the planet has not only a physical part, but also an energetic part. So the synchronic lines, or the energy lines, or the point of the back of the dragon, like in other tradition it was mentioned, it's like to imagine a sort of 24 different lines, 18 different lines, sorry, that are crossing the entire planet from vertical to horizontal. And very important spots are where these lines are touching together, they are crossing together. So in that point, we are creating really sort of source of energy, or if you want, also source of knowledge, because energy is information. So looking at the past, looking at the history of the humankind, all the important civilization, all the temples, all the pyramids, all the sacred place, they was always located exactly in that point. One thing is that the synchronic lines are moving. I mean, very slowly. It takes, you know, hundreds of years to move, but they are moving. So when with Falco, that was the one, the vision, arrived, and he starts to collect the people for this incredible mission called Damanhur, well, it was extremely important to build Damanhur exactly in the most important energetic points regarding the synchronic lines. But at the time, we're talking about the early 70s, well, we didn't have the entire map. So what they did? Well, they start to travel all around the world, travel in the places where the map was not complete. And then in that places, during astral traveling, mystical journey, mediumship, and other energetic system. So they recreate the actual map of the synchronic lines to find out which was the best spot. And it's if you want, it's a very humoristic story, because we are always looking for the most important things outside of us. And we have to travel, we have to go here, to go there. And then we forget that the most important thing is just really nearby. It's just inside. It's your soul. And the story was pretty the same, because when the map was complete and they find out finally where there was the most important spot, where four synchronic lines are crossing together, so making a very, very specific and powerful place, well, Falco found out that this place was just 10 miles from where he was born. He was born in Balangero Canavese, and actually Damanhur is in Baldissero Canavese. So, and from the time, all the adventures start. So the beginning, well, there's many different stories. We can say legend now about the beginning. But definitely the walking into the temple, it was and is still probably the most incredible adventure that we had.
Fantastic. You know, just reviewing these great halls is phenomenal. Do you utilize those halls on a daily basis for kind of sending out frequencies of divine love and energy to the planet? Is your mission for the whole Earth and beyond? Is it primarily for Italy? How do you see these temples as resonating centers of light energy for the golden age that we are experiencing is coming on the Earth?
Well, when you are in contact with the synchronic lines, when you have access to them, you are connecting to the entire world. And you are pretty spot on, because what Damanhur is doing, it's really a mission for the planet. Yes, for sure. We are a community. We have our currency. We're doing a lot of things. We are talking with the plants. But, I mean, the goal is really to be an inspiration, but also to work constantly, to try to rise the evolution of the planet. So every day into the temple and in many other places of Damanhur, there are Damanhurians that are sending thoughts, ideas, positive energies for all the difficult points that are going on in the planet. The temple is an antenna that is connecting not only this planet, but is also connecting through the synchronic lines that are extending themselves outside of the planet. Well, it's in connection with all the rest. Let's say we are not alone. And the synchronic lines are the major road or highway to connect life.
Awesome. Hey,
all over the universe, all over the planets where evolution is going on.
I'm going to have to interrupt you there. And we're going to take another 3-minute intermission here. And I'd like to say that we, for our listening audience today, we have a 15-page free handout from Diana Leaf Christian, the one I mentioned earlier, who visited Damanhur. And you can go on heartcentertalkradio.org and email us or leave a little post there, and we will gladly send you this free booklet. My guest again is Crotalo Sesimo from Damanhur in Italy, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, and I'd like to find out about the plants. So stay tuned.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
We are back. I'm David Christopher Lewis interviewing Crotalo Sesamo from Damanhura, an amazing eco-village and spiritual community in Italy. And we haven't talked about one aspect of what happens in your community, which is amazing to me when I read about it the first time. And it's your work with plants. And, you know, in a lot of these eco-villages around the world, there is a movement on permaculture, which is getting back to nature and permanent agriculture, the way that God kind of established it in the original Garden of Eden experience on Earth. And I think that you all have tapped into something very important. So tell us about the Damanhura citizens' connection with nature and your work with the communication with plants and how that's happening.
Well, since the beginning of Damanhura for us, the connection, or if you want, the reconnection with one of what, spiritually speaking, is one of the mother world. It's about nature. It's about the tree, the plants world. So in Damanhura, there is really a lot of opportunity and a lot of occasion really to enter in contact with this intelligence. And at the beginning of the 80s, thanks also on the fact that we have very good researcher in electronic. So we start to create some device able to read the electrical conductivity that also the plants they are creating, connecting this device to the plants and then brings the plants to use this device. For example, in the past, it was pretty interesting to create device able to, let's say, having the door lock or unlock from the plant. And then to see when someone was coming close to the door with very nice and loving thoughts, and then the plant was unlocking the door. And then to see when people are coming, you know, with very nasty and very negative thoughts, see the plants locking the door. And then, you know, one device that is probably one of the most popular now, it's the device able then to create sound, to create the music of the plant. So we're not doing anything. This device is connecting to the roots of the plants and to the one of the leaves, and is simply translating this electrical compulsivity. And what happened? Well, it happened that the plants started to communicate true sound, creating music, but a very fascinating, a very deep music. I don't want to say a meditation music, because sometimes they're really, you know, pretty intense, but a music that can really touch the chord of your soul. And it's unbelievable to see the fact of this music on kids, because, well, you know that the kids are still open to really be in connection with life in every kind of form, but also with humans, with everybody. It's extremely intense and emotional, the music that they are creating. So actually, in Colorado, in Boulder, where we have the center and we have the first mystery school of Damanhur, we have many people that they have this device and they are doing their own research, but also together we are creating a sort of concert or experience of music of the plants. And actually in September, there are going to be a big event in that regards, also with other musicians. And it's amazing to see how the plants, for example, is adapting the music with the sound of the instrument, of the music instrument that the singer is creating, or if there was someone that is dancing. So you really see the interaction between plants, music, and humans. And September will be one of these great opportunities, but you can also imagine that we have a live concert in summer in Damanhur, in Italy, in the Sacred Wood. It is another of these places that are directly connected to the temple, because the trees, the plants there, they are the extension of the underground temple. And we have many labyrinth, many stone labyrinth or stone circles, as we call them. So sacred geometry done by stones that you can walk through them, and then you can sign the symbol, the sacred geometry inside of you. And thanks to the energy of the synchronic lines are then creating effect about the amplification of your perception, the health, or for astral traveling, or for the dreams, or for many different reasons. So what we're trying to do is really to reconnect more and more the human with the nature, but also to help the new generation to grow up with a strong sense of protection of the environment that we need so much right now. So, and if, for example, now maybe it's still a little bit difficult, well, we can really count on these new souls, this new generation of souls that are coming. And then they really don't have just a gear more than us, but they can really grow up with the feeling and the idea and the values that, I mean, we are all one. And plants is not something just green or brown, but is really an alive form that is trying constantly to connect and to communicate with us.
Awesome. You know, I remember reading a book called The Secret Life of Plants in my teens in the 1970s, and it really changed my thinking about the sensitivity and the consciousness of all life, including all plants, including minerals, and what we perceive as inanimate objects, you know, the soil. Now we know that there's consciousness everywhere. And I honor you all in this work of establishing this deeper relationship with plants and the symbiosis that occurs when we understand that they have consciousness, they have intelligence. And now we're learning more and more as people do research that the roots of the trees, you know, communicate. And throughout all species, you know, especially species to species, but then also between species. So have you received kind of revelation directly from the plants, the trees, and even the animals about what they require for their evolution, for the bringing of balance back to the earth? What have you learned through this music that they're projecting? And what are the plants telling us right now?
Well, you know, the plants, the trees in particular, they are the antennas of the planet. And in some specific moment, probably you know, maybe not, that we are celebrating in Damanhur, as in many other places, but we are celebrating equinox and solstice. Summer solstice, winter solstice, spring equinox, and fall equinox. Well, these are moments where through the synchronic lines, the planet is giving signal information and is receiving signal and information. And the antennas are the trees. So they are sending this information. They are in connection with these different intelligence, with these different beings, with these different life forms that are all over. So more than a revelation, it's more about their function or their rule and our rule, because we are all together playing the same game. And it's again about the evolution of the planet. This is the reason why we start some years ago also a project that we call the tree orientation. Let me just explain what it means. Well, orientation in this case is really to have someone, I mean also you, everyone that really wants, using some specific device, we call them selfica, and maybe we can talk a little bit later about them, and to turn around one, two, or maybe three times around the tree. And this is a physical operation, or if you want practical meditation, done tree after tree, to do what? Well, turning around with this device is really like to say, hey, tree, I know that maybe you are a little bit angry with humans, but look, not all the humans are not so nice. There is also humans that are trying to reconnect with you and that wants really to make a little effort to give you the example that we want really to try to reconnect for a better evolution together. So this simple concept, well, now I'm explaining in a very simply way. Eh? It's a little bit more than this, but this sort of project is start in Damanhur, and then there is people all over the world that are doing orientation. To do what? Well, if let's say we are going to orient 1 million, 10 million, 1 billion, or maybe 10 billion of trees, at the right moment, when we will have this large number of trees, maybe during one of these solstice or equinox, they are going to give a signal outside that say, well, you know, this planet, it seems to change. This planet, it seems that it's a little bit more evolved because humans are doing not only things against us, but they're trying to do also something in harmony with us and in harmony with the planet. Who knows? Maybe this will be the signal that this planet Earth, is finally ready to enter in a large context or
amazing.
Ready for the next step, whatever it means, because we are still one step, you know, behind.
Damanhur is ahead of the game for humanity, and we're going to take our final 3-minute break here in just a moment. And I'm interviewing Crotalo Sesamo. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. An amazing subject, amazing new revelations. Stay tuned to our final segment in just a moment.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of 2-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself The Amazing Countess Starella on oranum.com. That's oranum.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
So I'm back. I'm David Christopher Lewis, Heart Center Talk Radio with Crodolo Sesamo, who's in Norway today, but he represents an amazing spiritual community in Damanhur in Italy. So, you know, you were mentioning at the break here to me privately that your community is doing very well after your founder has passed on over a year ago. So where do you see your Damanhur community evolving to, and what is in store for the planet and for the golden crystal age of Aquarius coming? And what's your primary message for, you know, humanity right now?
Well, I just want to complete what you said. Well, yes, Damanhur is going well even after Falco, even if we have to say that Falco was really not only important but really a special soul. So definitely it's different, but definitely he's present. Even if he's not with the body, he's present spiritually in all of us. And the message, well, the message again for us is really important, the action, to do it, not just to think about it, not just to meditate, but really then to make it action, so to do it. So the message to the world is that, well, number one is that the time is now. This is the time to do. This is the time to act. This is the time to realize. This is the time to manifest. And we need to manifest that through what we feel is coming inside and not from outside. We have to stop to looking to what is outside, but to start to feel which are the messages that are coming inside. Damanhur is trying to help everyone through our example, through our conferences, through our seminars, through our mystery school, through our events, to help people to find out why they're here, which is our mission, which is their perfect way or their way to accomplish their life. So it doesn't matter what people believe. It doesn't matter which kind of form of spirituality. We want to help everyone to find their way. So coming to visit Damanhur, coming to join our seminars, coming to be in contact with us, it's like to enter in the possibility to get instrument that will accelerate your life. Because this is the time, one more. This is really the time of the action. We are crossing a moment of time where there are so many great opportunities that the humankind, they can get. But humankind is about us. And the point is, it's not about the opportunity, but about the capacity to get them, to catch them, to be ready to say, I'm present. Yes, I'm there. So, and in this, we really feel the urgent to accelerate everything and to bring people to be ready for that moment, to say, yes, I'm there.
Crotalo, so, it's been absolutely wonderful interviewing you. I have agreed 1,000% with every word that you've spoken. You resonate completely with my heart and the mission of the Heart Center. We've been saying the exact same message. You know, you have to go within. You have to find your mission, your purpose, and manifest it. Don't just meditate or talk about it. Do it. You know, be the change that you desire to see in the world. So speaking of change, we have an amazing course that we are offering on August 31st and September 7th. It's called Heliosophy, the Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. And this will be facilitated by an instructor, Ralph Roths from South Africa, who is an expert on Rudolf Steiner and a lot of the amazing teachings that he shared with the world in the last century. And he's bringing us up to date on how we can learn about humanity's opportunity for alignment with the great central sun through our sun of our solar system, and how we can awaken within us these amazing divine quintessences and spiritual gifts and blessings to help our planet. So again, you can log on to heartcenter.org, heartcenter.org, and register for that 2-Sunday course through Mayer University. And also, as I shared earlier, if you go on to heartcentertalkradio.org, and there's no apostrophe, it's heartcentertalkradio.org, you can sign up for a free ebook and to be on our newsletter, our free Heart Center newsletter, to receive timely information about the Ascended Masters, our upcoming classes and events. And you can also get the 15-page handout, 19 Steps, How People Can Start a Successful New Eco-Village or Intentional Community. And, of course, I had Diana Leaf Christian as my guest a little over a month ago, and she's amazing, and she's actually visited Damanhur. So I'd like to really thank Crotalo Sesimo for the sharing that you've given us today. And next week, I'll be talking about the fact of physical exercise as a spiritual necessity. And I'll be exploring kind of a threefold flame of what I perceive in my own life as the essentials of exercise as very important for initiates and adepts and spiritual aspirants, because it's one thing to meditate and pray. It's altogether important for us to stay balanced, harmonious in our body temple. And so I believe, and I have always felt, that exercise is important. Also, in 2 weeks, I'll be interviewing an amazing man from India who is Hira Ratan Manak, and he goes by HRM. And he's really the world leader in the sun gazing movement, who rediscovered the secrets of solar gazing. He was actually told by a mystical master in India named Babaji to spread this knowledge throughout the world. And he's been to one of our conferences, but by God's grace, I'll be able to interview him, facilitated by Wayne Purden, in 2 weeks. So it's been a pleasure being with you today. I'd like to thank Brian, our AV technician, back in on the East Coast. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis. And again, check out our website and learn about other spiritual communities around the world. We have an amazing Eco-Village DVD where you can actually see some of what we've shared today on the HeartCenter.org website. So again, it's been a pleasure being with you. And live in the now. Be real. Go within, find the source of pure inspiration, love, and light, and stay tuned to higher wisdom and teachings through the Heart Center Talk Radio. Take care.
Thank you, David.
You've been listening.
listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the day. Standing in your power should be the greatest thing in the world. Why isn't it? When I ask you to bring an intention you have up before you, something so true and important to you, and you begin to shift toward it, you suddenly realize you're opening your heart and energy in a direction and turning your back on something else. They can be past choices, people, and circumstances you've tolerated for a very long time. In that moment, you do realize how truly powerful you are and that you can do this. But you also realize you might risk something you're not certain you're ready to let go of. Let's give ourselves the gift of our own power. Let's learn to not be afraid of it. Join me on my new show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine, and visit me at lesliefontaine.com or call 678-665-3366.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.